Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Cleta Mitchell is here. She's an attorney with Foley & Lardner, one of our favorite people on the planet. She is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, an original member of the show, and she's been our good friend for over 22 years. Cleta, thanks for hanging out with us. We're talking about becoming better consumers of coronavirus COVID-19 information and using logic and reason as we apply that towards some of the media stuff that we get, which we have to understand, we have to believe, and I don't care where it's coming from, the media is going to make you want to click on this, no matter which channel they're going to want you to click or listen, and so they're going to sensationalize it and possibly to the point of making it inaccurate, maybe even duplicitous, maybe even inaccurate. So what do you think? You were telling us about this.
I think there's a lot of manipulation of data. I think there's a lot of bad data, and the media focuses on the wrong thing. But let's start with this one thing. Deaths from COVID are going down. The cases are rising, but the deaths are going down. And one of the things I think everybody needs to just stop and take a deep breath and look at one another and say is, you know, if I get COVID, that is not a fatal disease. It is not a fatal disease.
It's not automatic. It doesn't have to be, that's
COVID
for sure.
If you get a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer, you better start getting your affairs in order, because it's very difficult if you have pancreatic cancer. That's not the case with COVID-19. If you get COVID-19, you may or may not get sick at all. You may not get very sick, and you may die. And over 90% of the deaths are of people who have comorbidity, who have other underlying diseases.
They're elderly.
And one of the things that we have to focus on is that government subsidies for treatment of COVID have produced a situation where they get paid more. Hospitals get more reimbursement. Nursing homes get more reimbursement if they have a COVID patient. So it's a COVID bonus. So the numbers are doctored. I had a conversation yesterday with a woman who has a relative in Florida. Their daughter and three of her friends are young people who went to a testing clinic to be tested for COVID in some county in Florida. And they registered, and they were in line for over an hour, and they finally decided this isn't worth it. They left, and 4 days later, all of them got notices saying that their COVID test came back positive.
Wow.
Now,
I've had medical doctors on this show report the evidence of over-reporting, like you just said.
So I am there. I'm going to get that data to the governor of Florida, because I think that the data is cooked. I know of too many instances where I read a study, even of children, talk about children, a study of children in New York City who had been hospitalized with COVID up to age 21. 74.3% of those children had a comorbidity. And you know what the number one comorbidity was? Obesity.
Yeah.
Obesity in children makes them more susceptible to getting sick from COVID. But we're not talking about that in any event. We need to be better as citizens in fighting back against this massive misinformation and massive indoctrination.
And the underlying political agenda behind it. I mean, folks, we have to realize,
exactly right.
I said this before we went to the break.
Right.
If you're an American, I don't care what your politics are. If you're an American and you love this country, and it, irrespective of how you want the vote to go, but you love this country, you have to realize, and this is not even Democrat or Republican, you have to realize there are forces gaining a foothold in this country that hate America, that want America to not survive, not be competitive, not be a benefactor country for the rest of the world. There are people, there are forces, there's lots of money behind that desire, that agenda, and it is using the media as partly as their puppet. What do you think, Cleta?
Well, I would tell you that, Jim, I'm going to send you an article by Andy McCarthy, who is, you may have seen him on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former
U.S.
prosecutor.
Attorney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's fabulous. He wrote an article on Saturday that absolutely is bone-chilling, in which he traces the title of this, the headline is, "The Revolutionaries Are Winning," mm-hmm. and it goes back to the 60s with Bill Ayers and that whole rabbit.
Weather Underground and all those guys,
Doug Weather Underground, and traces them through today mm-hmm. and where they are today. And you realize that Bill Ayers held the first fundraiser in his home for a young state Senate candidate in Illinois named Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
a fact.
Their son, who's now the prosecutor in San Francisco, who won't prosecute criminals. And I'm going to send it to you because your listeners need to read this article.
Folks, we have to realize, again, I'm going to tell you, if just ask yourself, am I American? Do I love America? If you do, there are forces against what you just claimed to be and claimed to want. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blessing. I'm right back with Cleta Mitchell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.